Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my series on how to be friends with money, which is just another way of saying I'm helping you clear out the energy of brokenness from your relationship with money. You can apply many of these principles to anything you're looking to manifest in your life, but we're going to talk about money because it's one of my favorite things to talk about. All right, if you're looking for a coach, I'm an intuitive. I help people do really extraordinary things in their life. I help people manifest things into form. I help people become really powerful. I help people know who they are so that they are living the experience they truly wish to experience. That's all a way to say I'm a very powerful manifester, and I can teach you how to be a powerful manifester. I can support you in learning your own process of manifestation. So if that sounds of interest, please consider my service, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and click work with me. All right, let's keep going. Okay, this one's good. This is good. Stop villainizing the rich. Whew, I wish I had a choir right now that could be like, praise God. Stop villainizing the rich. There is a perception in our society, in our culture, this would be called a learned behavior, a programming, where we villainize rich people. Stop doing that. Because if you are villainizing rich people on any level, you're villainizing a human. You're not, but your mind is hearing you villainize money. So that creates duplicity that will keep money from flowing to you. There's that. Also, you don't know the whole fucking story. Nobody does. Even if you read every article under the sun about that rich person, you don't know their real story. So stop villainizing the rich. Just stop it. Just don't do it. Stop associating money with people in general, right? Because there can be really shitty poor people and there can be really shitty rich people, right? Like, and then there can be really great rich people and there can be really great people who are on the come up, right? So just stop villainizing the rich. We like to blame everything on, oh, well, they're just so rich and they're just this and that and this. Those are all a bunch of lies, you know? A human that is a bad human is just a bad human. It has nothing to do with money. So stop villainizing the rich. And it's become kind of a common thing, particularly now around billionaires. And I'm like, whew, that is just not an energy we want circulating because it just limits what is possible. And honestly, we are moving into a place where I'd say give it 20 years and the way we talk about millionaires, we'll be talking that way about billionaires. It'll be more and more and more common, right? Just by the nature of inflation and what things cost, you know, you'll need more resources, more financial resources. And so that might tip you into the billionaire arena. And why is that not possible for you? Because you are villainizing billionaires. So just don't. I don't think that anyone should take advantage of anyone. That's a storyline unto itself, but it doesn't have anything to do with money. Money is a cool energy, and it's such a cool energy that it will do whatever you tell it to do. So if you're a bad person, you can do bad shit with money. If you're a good person, you can do really great things with money. So stop villainizing the rich, because your little subconscious mind will build a story where, oh, I can't be rich, which means you're just cutting off what the life you could have, right? I'm sorry, just we're getting to a point where you're going to need larger and larger and larger amounts of money. And so why limit that? Because you want to tell a story about rich people are bad or rich people are corrupt or rich people are crooks or rich people are self-centered or rich people are this. Yeah, there are all different types of rich people. doesn't mean anything about money. Okay. And it doesn't mean anything about you having money, because there's this perspective. If you are judging someone else, if you're holding the perspective of judging other people, period, on some level, you will start to believe that somebody is going to be judging you in the same way. And you will start to behave in alignment with not wanting to be the source of negative judgment. So A, just stop judging people, period. Focus your energy on your own life, because that takes all of your energy. Because every time you're judging somebody else, every time you're villainizing a rich person, every time you're villainizing any person, that is energy that could be used to move the dial in your life. There's something in your life that you would love to be healed, whether it's more money, a better job, a better home, greater levels of health, the body size that you desire, the fit level of fitness you desire. If you stop villainizing people, if you stop gossiping about people, if you stop judging people, and you take that energy and apply it to that area that most needs your love and care, you will see a wonderful result. Right? It's just a waste of energy. So stop villainizing the rich. This is my show on how to be friends with money. Really, it's helping you clear out the energy of brokenness in your life. And we're using money as the arena we're playing in. But this idea of villainizing, you could villainize if you're, let's say you're a single person and you start villainizing dating apps and you want to be in a relationship and it's one of the easiest ways to meet someone. Yeah, maybe now, since, you know, dating apps have been around for a period of time, you might have to invest in a better one. But don't villainize all dating apps when that is a great way for you to meet somebody, right? Yeah, we villainize things all the time just out of, with all due respect to our humanities, out of ignorance. We heard somebody else say it, or we had that one bad experience, so we've just blanket made that thing bad, right? We all do it. We all do it. So don't feel bad. Remember, just observe any of this and then decide you don't have to believe whatever it is that's triggering that feeling, and choose a more empowering thought, belief, words to use, feelings to feel, actions to take. It's that easy. Observe, recognize that you don't have to continue to be in that state, choose a new state that's more empowering. Got it? I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. I help people manifest things into physical form. And it's really fun and powerful and life-changing. So if you're ready for that journey, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and sign up for my newsletter while you're there. And I'll send you 2 free intuitive messages a week that you can use on your journey. Thank you for listening. I look forward to catching you on the next podcast. Take care of yourself.